This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Claire Cleveland. The second STEM shooter was sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole yesterday. The sentencing hearing lasted nearly 5 hours as family, friends, and teachers recounted the attack and its impact on them. Devin Erickson declined to speak at his hearing, but was emotional when his family spoke. Erickson killed one classmate and wounded 8 others. Denver School Board member Tay Anderson says he will not resign after the board voted to censure him. He called the decision unprecedented.
And has no plans, has no real foundation in our Denver Public Schools policy.
He added that the school board has had segregationists before who were never censured for their behavior. Faith leaders and other supporters joined Anderson Friday. The vote followed an investigation that determined sexual assault allegations against Anderson were unfounded. But it did find that Anderson's behavior was still troubling. The board cannot remove board members. A man was sentenced to 45 years in prison for shooting a Colorado Springs police officer in the head. The Gazette reports Karar al-Kamasi shot officer Jem Giselle in 2018 while drunkenly firing at police near the Olympic Training Center. Giselle suffered a severe brain injury. He was later awarded the Colorado Springs Police Department Medal of Honor and a Purple Heart. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more from Weekend Edition.